This is a Les Miserables Pride and Prejudice AU, written by Lady Ragnall, and read by Rose. Summary. A scene from the beginning, the middle, and the end. I'm sure any Pride and Prejudice readers can make an educated guess.
You could dance with Grantaire.
Grantaire is fully aware that eavesdropping never does anyone any good, but he can't help tuning into the sound of his name, vaguely recognizing the voice as Courfeyrac, who's been flirting pretty shamelessly with both Marius and Cosette tonight.
I don't want to dance with Grantaire.
And that's Enjolras, and proof positive that eavesdroppers never hear any good about themselves. Grantaire knows precisely three things about Enjolras, and one of them is that he doesn't want to dance with Grantaire. The other two being that he's ridiculously gorgeous and some kind of cutthroat lawyer, and he doesn't know what he's done to earn that much vehemence.
Why not? He's a good dancer. He's got great arms. And I don't care about that. You know I don't. You can dance with Marius and Cosette all you want, and good luck to you. And I'll be here to drive you home. But you can't force me to dance, or set me up with someone like him just to impress the people you're seducing.
Grantaire could be the bigger person. He could slip away from the bar without getting his drink, and they would never know he heard this, and he would never mention it to Marius and Cosette, because he can tell they already like Courfeyrac enormously, and that would be the end of it. However, Grantaire has never been the bigger person in his life, so he turns around and says, I'm sure Courfeyrac has the capability to call a cab, if you're so above everything here. Courfeyrac, to his credit, looks mortified and sorry. Enjolras just looks at him.
I'm happy to help out a friend.
Unless it means interacting with someone like me. Grantaire raises his eyebrows, but neither of them seems inclined to answer that. If you'll excuse me, then, I'll take myself off. He looks at Courfeyrac. Don't fuck this up with Marius and Cosette, or I'll remember this conversation. And he walks off, expecting that to be the last time he ever has to talk to Enjolras again.
What?
No, I won't go on a date with you. Enjolras looks brought up short by that. Which he really shouldn't. He can't possibly think that this is a good idea.
Why not? You think I'm attractive, we have interesting conversations, I may disapprove of some of your choices, but...
I want you to think about that last thing you said, and then ask yourself why I would say yes to that. Grantaire has his pride, and Enjolras may in fact be some kind of white knight lawyer who saved Floriel's ass, but that doesn't give him the right to be a dick and then ask Grantaire out like he's doing some kind of favor. At least this has the side benefit of grinding his little crush out in its infancy. And even if you hadn't said that, you told Courfeyrac to stay away from Marius and Cosette, who were incredibly hurt, by the way, and you were a complete asshole to Montparnasse, who I'm trying to make friends with. Enjolras actually looks hurt now, which Grantaire steadfastly refuses to feel guilty about. He didn't ask for this, for any of it, and he'll defend the people he loves to the death if he needs to.
Fine. He finally says, if that's how you feel about it, I'll go.
And then he's slamming out of Floriel and Irma's apartment, and Grantaire expects that he'll never see him again. And he couldn't be gladder about it.
So, I just had a really interesting chat with your boss?
Enjolras winces.
Lamarck means well. He shouldn't have gone to you.
I'm not going to fucking sue you, Enjolras. Did you really think I would? God, what you did for my friends. I should be thanking you on my knees.
Please don't. It's my fault for not reporting Montparnasse before. And then I practically had to rake you across the coals to get him.
Better me than Louis' son, okay? Better me than Eponine, too. Look, I'm not mad, and I don't know what he told you, but he wanted to have me promise I wouldn't even contact you again, let alone sue you. And that's what I said no to, and I think what pissed him off. But I thought we had some unfinished business.
Maybe.
Andros looks down at his desk, and his grip is white-knuckled where he's still holding his pen. It's a cheap one. Grantier is sort of afraid it's going to burst.
I owe you an apology. The way I acted before.
Please don't. Can we maybe agree that we were both dicks and start over? That makes Andras look up at him and drop his pen. We can have lunch, or coffee, or something equally non-threatening. It doesn't have to be anything, if you've changed your mind.
I haven't.
Andras sounds like he's choking.
I was an asshole, and there's no excuse. It would have been a disaster before, but I'm willing to try now.
So, lunch? Coffee? Something else vaguely date-like? Andras calms suddenly, and then he smirks.
Actually, I was wondering if you might want to go out dancing.
The end. Thanks for listening.